Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, order has been restored. Order has been restored, and I've got my next guest in, and we've aired the studio as much as we can. And yeah, that was a good bit of fun. But my next guest is sitting here, and thankfully we did check that she was okay with dogs before she got here.
Yes,
is that right, Lindsay?
Not a bother. Yeah.
So yeah, did you know that over 500,000 people provide ongoing care for a family member in Ireland? And next week is Carers Week, and to mark it, Family Carers Ireland are running their National Heart of Gold campaign to raise awareness and funds for the charity. And one woman who understands the importance and has benefited from the support of Family Carers Ireland is Lindsay O'Donovan from Swords, who is in studio to talk to me about the campaign and tell us her story. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for
and
having me.
I'd say
me,
you
Catherine.
Weren't expecting the last guests to leave.
They were big.
Big, but good fun.
And had quite the aroma.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they were nice and stinky. Yeah.
And Wayne had been telling me that he had bathed them before their big appearance at the radio centre.
That's what he said. They're nice and clean. Okay.
But come here, it's so nice to meet you.
You too.
And so let's just start. Maybe tell me a bit about yourself, about your family, your home.
Yeah, so my name is Lindsay. I have a husband, Cottle. We have four children. So the eldest is Jack, he's 20. Then we have three lovely girls, Robin, Katie and Sophie.
Okay.
So teenagers.
And you also have a little doggy as
and
well.
And we have a little dog, Sky, our King Charles, who is adorable.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's it. It's a busy house.
Okay.
We're always on the go.
And you're full-time carer to Jack.
Full-time carer to Jack. I say mammy first, carer next. So, yeah, he's 20 years old now. So it is, it's a full-time job.
Okay.
It is 24/7. So Jack, I'll tell you a little bit about him. So he's got severe cerebral palsy. He's epilepsy. He's peg fed. So he's quadriplegic cerebral palsy, which means he hasn't got the use of his four limbs. He's also non-verbal.
Okay.
So Jack communicates using love, and which is a sign language. And then he has a device that he can talk through. And he also has a symbol board.
Okay.
So mentally, Jack is 100%. So he understands everything you're saying, and he's the cheekiest little kid going. But, it's hard for him sometimes. He gets frustrated when he is trying to communicate to people.
Mm. And I can imagine then from a baby right through to where he is now, the level of care has changed, has become maybe more challenging
as
the years
have gone. Physical.
Yeah.
As he's got bigger. So as a baby, it was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you're used to it. Things were different because he needed a lot more care when he was younger. So from
and can I just can, sorry to interrupt you now, but can I ask you when he was diagnosed? And
so it was his birth. So when he was born, it was a difficult birth, and that's where he was. We were told there'd be complications straight away.
Okay,
but it was due to the birth. So I had an emergency section.
Okay,
and he had scans, but we were told that Jack was 98% brain damaged, which, if you see him now, he's as bright as a button and anything but.
Okay.
He's doing amazing. So it was from the word go, it was full on appointments, physios, every therapy going we did. And, as he got older, everything looked a little bit brighter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still a lot of appointments, a lot of care needs. He's always been 24/7, so he's now peg fed, and he needs
to
be.
What does that actually mean?
Yeah, so he has a tube in his stomach.
Okay.
And the food just goes in through that. So it's made up food. So it's all his nutrition, everything that he needs goes straight into his stomach. So I don't have to worry because Jack aspirates on food.
Mm-hmm.
So he still loves his food. He
does he have a favourite food?
He does. He has a few. So when we go out, salmon, mash and peppered sauce, that's Jack's favourite.
Okay.
And then over lockdown, he got a little longing for curry chips. So it was curry chips for two
years
of lockdown. I know, well, now I'm turned off curry chips for life. So that's it. Curry chips every day for lockdown. And that got us through. In the morning, he'd wake up, phone for curry chips. I'm like, okay. And he'd relax then. So,
and can I ask you particularly about lockdown? Because I know for a lot of families who have children with additional needs, it was a difficult time.
Yeah, it was. It was really difficult. Jack is extremely social and he is so used to it. We have amazing family who are in and out with us a lot. They help us a lot. And just on the social aspect, he's always out and about. So Jack, the minute he comes home from adult services, where are we going? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. So all of that stopped. We had no carers in. We had no family in. It was just us in a bubble. My husband was out working. The three girls were homeschooling. Jack obviously couldn't do homeschooling. There was a little bit of online, but I had to physically sit and do that with them. Mm-hmm. So he got very frustrated, mm-hmm. and it was really, really tough for him and for all of us, mm-hmm. in the house. You know, looking back, how did we ever get through it?
Yeah. But and I'm just thinking about the three girls there, because they obviously came along and you were a full-time mom to them, as well as being mom to Jack and full-time carer. So that changes the dynamic in a house. And for them, they've always seen you as carer. And have they then stepped into a carer role as well?
I would call them young carers, 100%. They're amazing to their brother. They do a lot of stuff for him. They do stuff that kids their age shouldn't be doing, but very willingly do. So they are, they're brilliant. It's made them really caring people. Now, there's times where they'd be like, oh, you know, we can't do such a thing, or we can't do this because...
Because they feel they need to give you the support?
Yeah, well, also, you know, there's a lot of stuff that they probably don't get the same amount of time from me, because Jack gets a lot of my time. Mm-hmm. But they are quite understanding. But, you know, they're teenagers now, and so it is. It can be tough when you can't give them all the time that they need, but they are understanding.
So, Lindsay, what do you find the most challenging when it comes to caring for Jack?
Yeah, so the daily physical hard work, it can be quite tough with Jack, and when he gets frustrated, that can be quite tough. But also the form filling, the looking for stuff. At the minute, Jack needs a new chair. You know, he's on a waiting list. You or me need a new pair of shoes, we go and get it. Mm. He's grown out of this chair months ago, but we are still waiting, phoning, begging for a new chair that will take months to make anyway. So all that kind of stuff, everything you need, there's a million forms to fill out. And that's stuff that we as carers could do without if we could just get on with doing our carer's job and not have to do so much of the admin, it would make life definitely easier.
Okay. And is that where Family Carers Ireland comes in terms of, I assume and presume they provide all different types of support, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
But even put aside Family Carers Ireland for a minute, what help do you get? What help is there for you from the HSE?
So us personally, we get 9 hours a week off the HSE, which is we've been getting that for a number of years. Up until that, we got 2 hours a week. And that's like including summer holidays. Jack is off for 2 months. He's off Christmas, he's off Easter, the whole lot. And we got 2 hours a week up until, I'd say about 7 years ago. And then we fought and we got 9 hours a week.
Okay.
So we're very lucky to have that. But we also get a phone call every year near threatening that that's going to be taken off us. You know, it's going to be reviewed, maybe taken off you. And it's not an awful lot, like 9 hours a week.
And is that somebody, is that where?
Someone coming into the house. So we get it 3 days a week, 3 hours each time.
Okay. But last is there any help at night time?
No. So Jack sleeps with us because I turn Jack on a good night about 10 times a night. He needs to be turned because he can't do that himself. So no, he's beside us at night as well.
And you turn him 10 times during the night?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to get out of the bed.
Yeah, well, he's beside us in the bed. So now I've got so used to it that I just kind of flip him over, you know, kind of go back to sleep. So we are used to broken sleep, but it's not great either. Mm. You know, as I'm getting older, I'm like, I could do a little bit more sleep. Mm. Yeah.
And I can imagine that's conversations that you are now regularly having with your husband and your family.
Yeah.
In terms of the older you get.
Yeah.
The more challenging that's going to become.
Well, it is, because Jack is 20. Mm. You know, I'm now, you know, we're looking at in 20 years' time when I'm in my 60s and Jack's in his 40s. Mm. How do you lift a child? Even as it is now, it can be difficult. You know, we do have hoists and stuff like that, but there still is a lot of physicality in it, a lot of lifting and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay. So talk to me then about Family Carers Ireland and what they have done for you, yeah, and how they have helped you cope.
Yeah. So personally, Family Carers Ireland have been brilliant. I suppose it went back through COVID. When you are quite isolated as a family carer, it can feel isolating anyway. Mm-hmm. But Family Carers Ireland, it was the phone calls, do you need anything, sending us hand sanitizers, gloves. But it was constant contact that made us feel not as isolated. So I suppose that's where it really started with us. Then we've received respite from them and also counselling. And I attend, they do a monthly support group all over the 26 counties in Ireland, which I attend. And there's a lot, you get a lot of advice and help. And you also meet other carers that you can just sit and have a chat with and say, I'm not alone. Mm. It's not just me, you know. So it's, yeah, they were brilliant.
And I have to say, like, when you think about it, yeah, on a day to day, a week to week, a month to month basis,
yeah,
it is vital that you have that communication, yeah, with somebody that understands,
yeah,
that knows what you're going through,
yeah,
and that can have people there, as you, yeah, say, not just even in a physical sense,
yeah,
but on the end of the phone.
Yeah. And that's what it was. So they do, if you can't physically get to their counselling session or their monthly support groups, they do a lot online, whether it be counselling, someone to chat to. They do have a free phone number as well, 1800 24 07 24. If anybody felt that they needed to talk to somebody, pick up the phone. If you're worried about anything and you're in a caring role, they're absolutely brilliant and they will definitely give you a help with anything.
And I can imagine as well, Lindsay, when it comes to respite, it's not just good and important for you,
yeah,
to be able,
yeah,
to function and be the best carer that you, yeah, very clearly are, but it's also good for Jack in terms, yeah, of his sense of independence,
yeah,
as well.
Well, like that, Jack is so social, so all he wants to do is go out. So when the carer comes in straight away, it's like out the door, loves going to the shops, going for walks, getting his curry chips, all that kind of thing. So he is just out and he loves, it's a break for him from us as much as it's a break for us as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's definitely a two-way street.
And just listening to you there, and I know we hear the phrase mom guilt a lot, yeah, and it's kind of, you know, bandied about, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but,
yeah,
do you feel that it's tiring having to ask and fight for help all the time, yeah, in, yeah, order just to kind of try and keep your head above water?
Yeah. Well, years ago, why we didn't get any help is because I didn't like to ask for it. And I kind of, it's very hard to ask for someone to come in and help you with your child.
Mm-hmm.
And when you then really need it for your own sanity, it is hard to have to then beg for it and beg for hours. Last year, we went 6 months without any care for Jack because there was no carers available. So when you have to beg for someone to come in and help you mind your child, it is, it's not a nice feeling. It doesn't make you feel great. It it's definitely mom guilt because you want to be the one who's able to look after your child.
Mm.
But you have to, this is it for the rest of our life. We're going to be looking after Jack. Mm. So you have to have a balance.
Yeah. And put that aside and know that you, yeah, are doing the best thing for your child,
yeah,
and the best thing for your family as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it has been so lovely to talk to you today. And the Family Carers Ireland Heart of Gold National Collection takes place Thursday 15th and Friday 16th of June,
yeah,
which coincides with Carers Week next week.
Yeah.
And again, the campaign encourages the public to support family carers by, yeah, purchasing a Heart of Gold pin.
Yeah. And there's also, with the Heart of Gold, there's a few ways to get involved.
Okay.
So one is you can buy a pin when they're being sold, and then you could host coffee morning. You could, what myself and Jack are doing this month is the 50 mile challenge in the month of June.
Amazing.
So you can register.
Tell me about that.
So yeah, it's walking 50 miles for the month of June to raise money for Family Carers Ireland. So you can register. There's a fabulous group that we're in now on Facebook. So everyone who's registered, we're on this beautiful page. Everyone is so supportive and we're all out doing our walk. So Jack is doing his walk. He's doing it in a walker, in his wheelchair. And we're flying it. So he's loving it, getting out and all the fun. And people can also go onto the website as well and donate, www.familycarers.ie.
I love it. And I love seeing the photographs of him. He and I know exactly what you mean when I see photographs of him. He, yeah, is the most communicative, non-verbal.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
see that from,
yeah,
like, what, yeah, what has he taught you? What has Jack taught you, I suppose, about being a mom?
He's taught me a lot. If you said to me 20 years ago, this is going to be your child, you're going to be looking after him, I'd say, not in a million years. So he's taught me to be a little bit more selfless, a little bit more caring, a little bit more compassionate to everybody. And I suppose be a little bit more patient and calm and, you know, yeah. Okay. So,
well, listen,
he's taught me a lot.
He's lucky to have such a great mom. Lindsay O'Donovan, it's been lovely chatting to you today.
Thanks a million, Catherine.
And let's get everybody behind the campaign, Family Carers Ireland and the Heart of Gold collection, which takes place next week. Nice chatting to you. Back after this.
Thanks. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.